So, Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. We thank you for this day that we call Father's Day. But more importantly, Lord, we know that you loved us so much, that you're truly our Heavenly Father. You created the heavens and the earth. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created. He created all of it. He created us, both male and female. And he's given us the responsibility to procreate and to have children and to raise them. In Psalm 78, it talks all about how we were supposed to tell our story to our kids and encourage them. Back in old time, they did most of this by talking and sharing. They didn't have the written word until later. But they were able to share and to tell the children about all their struggles, about the exodus from Egypt and all of it. And we need to do the same thing with our children. We need to, especially when they get a little older, they need to know our struggles and how God's delivered us through so many things in our lives. It's important that we exercise our faith in that special way with our children and our grandchildren, our family and our friends. How can we do that? We can do that with a love relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. God also said when Jesus was there, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, John the Baptist said, and then God said, and this is my Son in whom I am well. Please listen to him. If we develop a relationship with Christ and study his word and be able to understand his characteristic and his love for all, simple little prayer. Father, I know I'm a sinner, and I know I need to be repentant, and I ask that you come into my life and be Lord over it. Or we drifted away, and we all have. I've drifted away, and just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. Forgive me. Put me back on the right path. Find a Bible-believing church that teaches and preaches the true Word of God. We talked about being filled with the Spirit last week. This is the Spirit-filled church. It is because we study God's Word, we fellowship with one another, we recognize the need of grace, and we are filled with this Spirit, the Spirit of love, that makes us a Spirit-filled church. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.